Audio GC6.
Hello, learners. Liam here. I have saved my money, I have my bank account, and now I want to grow my wealth. I keep hearing about the stock market, but it feels overwhelming. There are so many different exchanges in the Gulf. Where do I even start?
That is the right attitude, Liam. Welcome back. Today, we are stepping into the exciting world of the GCC stock markets. Before you buy a single share, you need to understand the landscape. We are not just talking about one market. We are talking about several powerful exchanges that drive the economy of the entire region.
Hi, everyone. I am Maya. Let us start with the biggest giant of them all, Saudi Arabia. The Saudi exchange is called Tadawul. It is the largest stock market in the Middle East and one of the largest in the world. Its main index is called the TASI, or the Tadawul All Share Index. When people talk about the Saudi market, they are usually talking about massive companies. You have Aramco, the energy giant, and huge banks like Al Rajhi. Investing here means you are betting on the transformation of the kingdom's economy.
Okay, so Tadawul is the big one in Saudi. What about where I live, in the UAE? Is there just one market here?
Greetings! Chloe here.
Actually, Liam, the UAE is unique because it has two main stock exchanges. First, there is the ADX, the Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange. This is where you find many of the large government-backed companies in energy and utilities, like TAQA and FAB Bank. The index here is the FADX 15. Then, next door in Dubai, you have the DFM, the Dubai Financial Market. This market is famous for real estate giants like Amar, who built the Burj Khalifa, and service companies like Salik and DEWA.
And here is a critical tip for the UAE markets. Before you can trade on either the ADX or the DFM, you need something called a NIN. That stands for National Investor Number. It is like a unique ID card for your shares. You can apply for it through the DFM app or your broker. Once you have your NIN, you can trade on both exchanges easily.
Do not forget Qatar, represented by the Qatar Stock Exchange, or QSE. Their main index is the QE Index. This market is heavily influenced by the country's massive natural gas exports and its strong banking sector, led by QNB. And in Kuwait, you have Bursa Kuwait, which has a premier market for the biggest companies and a main market for the rest. Each of these exchanges has its own personality and its own drivers.
Personality is an interesting word. What drives these markets? Is it just oil prices? I noticed that when oil goes up, the markets seem to be happy.
That used to be the whole story, Liam, but it is changing. Yes, oil and gas are still the bedrock. When oil prices are high, governments have more money to spend on projects, which helps companies grow. However, the region is undergoing a massive shift called diversification. Countries are trying to rely less on oil. So now, you see huge growth in sectors like tourism, entertainment, logistics, and technology. When you invest today, you are partly investing in this future vision, not just the price of a barrel of oil.
There is another economic factor you must watch: interest rates. Remember how we said most Gulf currencies are pegged to the US dollar? This means when the Federal Reserve in America raises interest rates, the central banks in the Gulf almost always follow suit instantly. High interest rates can make borrowing expensive for companies, which can slow down their growth and lower stock prices. So, even if you live in Dubai or Riyadh, you need to keep one eye on what is happening in Washington, D.C.
That is wild. So a decision in America affects my stocks in Saudi. I need to pay attention to the news. But Noah, are these markets safe? Are they regulated?
They are very well regulated, Liam. Each country has a Capital Market Authority, or CMA, that oversees the exchange. they set strict rules for transparency. Companies must publish their financial reports every quarter so you can see exactly how much money they are making. However, like all stock markets, there is risk. Prices go up and down based on global events, geopolitical tensions in the region, and economic data. You should never invest money that you might need for an emergency next week.
Also, keep in mind that these are emerging markets. This means they can grow faster than developed markets like United States, but they can also be more volatile. A volatile market is one where prices swing up and down widely. For a long-term investor, this volatility can actually be an opportunity to buy good companies at a lower price.
One last technical detail for our Muslim learners. Many of the indices in the Gulf offer Sharia-compliant lists. These are lists of companies that have been screened to ensure they do not deal in alcohol, gambling, or excessive interest. If ethical investing is important to you, look for the Islamic Index on the Tadawul, DFM, or ADX.
This gives me a great map of the landscape. I know about Tadawul, ADX, and DFM. I know I need my NIN number in the UAE, and I know to watch out for oil prices and interest rates. I feel like I'm ready to start looking at specific companies.
That is the goal, Liam. Understanding the playground is the first step to winning the game. Next time, we will talk about how to actually pick a stock and place a trade.
Thanks for watching, learners.
See you in the next lesson.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.